You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to tell us about the forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start in the Midwest. Producers would like to soon move in the field if they possibly could. Temps need to come up at the 4-inch level. Do you think that'll happen?
I think we will, but it's going to be in spots. I don't think we're just going to see a generalized improvement where we've got both the warm temperatures and the lighter amounts of moisture in the soil at the same time. So field work will advance. I actually think the best field working conditions will be out in the southwestern Corn Belt for a little while here. That would include places like Missouri and Kansas. That's going to be western Missouri, by the way, and parts of Nebraska and southwestern parts of Iowa. Now, the further east you go, unfortunately, there's more moisture either in the soil or more precipitation in the forecast, and it's going to be difficult to get very aggressive out there in some of these fields. But there are some that are going to drain relatively well, and we're going to be seeing 60 and 70-degree high temperatures over these next 3 or 4 days. So we will make a major step forward in being able to get into some of the fields. It's just not going to be a widespread aggressive attack for right now.
If you look further to west, what do you find for the hard red winter wheat belt?
Well, it still looks like it's a dryness fight out there, and everybody's out there doing a lot of dancing or whatever they're doing, praying to get some rain to fall, and the southwestern plains are just not going to get it. We've got three storm systems that will impact the region over the next 2 weeks, and each one of them shows no sign of life for the southwest part of the region. A few showers maybe, but nothing that's going to change the bottom line. Most of this wheat crop is doing all right in the irrigated fields. But even with that said, we did have some winter kill this year, and some of this crop has been beat up pretty bad, and that's one of the reasons why those crop ratings continue to go down, plus the fact that it's not raining. So as we go through this next few days, it's going to get hot out there, some 70 and 80-degree temperatures, even some 90-degree readings in parts of Texas and southwestern Oklahoma. So that's just going to add more insult to the injury, and I don't see a lot of relief in the southwest. But in Kansas and parts of Nebraska, we will see some timely rainfall coming up over this 10-day period, and we will see some improvement there.
USDA told us this morning there's a bigger corn crop to be harvested in Brazil. What kind of conditions are they toiling under today?
You know, that second season corn crop kind of had a little bit of a struggle there for a little while. It was too dry, and then it got too wet. But conditions right now, I think, are really starting to settle out and look pretty darn good. A good mix of rain and sunshine will occur as we move forward through this next 2 weeks. And I don't think there's going to be too many big issues. Brazil's only big problem right now is actually outside of major corn and soybean producing areas in the state of Minas Gerais, where it doesn't look like it's going to rain for 2 weeks and they're already quite dry. This is actually having a bigger impact on their coffee crop and some of their sugar cane than it is on grain or oil seeds. So we'll hear more if you haven't already heard about all the trouble in that Brazilian coffee crop. That's something that's going to impact all the consumers around the world for quite a little while, it looks like.
And finally, a very quick word on the Chinese corn crop. It's going in the ground.
Yes, like gangbusters, actually. They are really off and running. The temperatures there are warmer than normal, and the soil moisture is almost ideal for the early crop planting in the central parts of the country. And these trends are going to continue for a while. And I think they're going to get a lot of crop in very early, so they'll be ahead of the game.
Thank you so much, Drew. We appreciate it. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and he, like me, hopes that you have dialed in, if you haven't, at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support for willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.